This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Smith, and welcome to Spotlight on eWomen Network. If you want to be successful, whatever that means to you, you first have to develop a healthy mindset. Well, what does that really mean? Mm-hmm. Mindset. It's one of those buzzwords you hear a lot of these days, like the word mindfulness. But what does it actually mean? Well, the dictionary says that mindset is the ideas and attitude with which a person approaches a situation, especially when these are seen as being difficult to alter. So today, I bring you, as you just saw, the CEO and founder of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey, who takes mindset a step further. She calls it worth set.
Yeah.
This shift could be the key, the one thing that is a game changer for you. So please welcome my boss and CEO,
yay,
one of my favorite people in the whole world, CEO of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey.
Yeah.
So first of all, why worth set? What does that mean?
Well, you know, what I like to talk about worth set over mindset, primarily because in some ways I think, Phyllis, and tell me if you agree, I think mindset is so almost overly used that it's lost a lot of its meaning. I think that it's just so vanilla now. It's so generic. Yeah, mindset. And worth set, I think, pushes another button because mindset is all what you have here. But what I know is that real success comes from what you feel in here. And this is what worth set is about for me. It's one thing to tell yourself something. It's another thing to feel it. And I think worth set is the difference between what you are getting now versus what you really deserve.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find that there are particularly women entrepreneurs who don't necessarily know their worth?
Well, I think what happens is, yes, the short answer is absolutely yes. But I think the bigger answer really is asking yourself where does that come from? And I think a lot of it, what we don't realize, Phyllis, is so much about how we feel about ourselves comes from messages that we have heard when we were younger. And they could be things like me, things that I overheard. I remember overhearing, for example, that my mother was having a conversation with a woman. I believe it was a friend. I was very little. And the woman was talking about, you know, money being the root of all evil, you know, and that's just seven words. Mm. Money is the root of all evil. Yeah, seven words. Mm-hmm. And my mother was listening to her, kind of like what you're doing right now, and nodding. And I didn't understand when I was little the difference between I'm tracking you nodding and I agree with you nodding.
Mm.
And it was things like that that I know I had to do my own look at myself around my conversations around money and how that was hurting me and how it could help me in moving forward. So, yeah, I think we get it from all different kinds of places and sometimes from the people that want the best for us, you know, but it can sometimes really get in the way of how we look at things in our life as an adult. And we don't revisit a lot of the messages that we're reciting in our mind, and they replay in a very subconscious way and give us very poor results.
Yeah, and worth actually has a double meaning. It could be our own self-worth, but it's also the worth in terms of our business and our success.
Yes.
And so tell us more about how, if you don't have the right worth set, how that can impact your business, really in a detrimental way.
I really believe that, you know what, it's really your net worth is actually in direct relation to your self-worth. They are absolutely tied. You can't outgrow your feeling of yourself around your self-worth. You can't outgrow it. So if it isn't expansive and growing, you know, it's the one thing I always say, and we're talking at the holiday season right now. It's the one thing I think to really say, this is the one thing, my self-worth, that I want two sizes too big so that I can grow into them. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so many times we're talking about restricting and weight and all of that thing in the holidays, but this is the one thing that you can say, you know what? I want this two sizes too big and I want to grow into them. You want your self-worth to be so big that you give yourself permission to grow. And that's really, I mean, you can only grow to the extent that you allow yourself to grow. So if you're subconsciously constricting yourself from growing, you can't grow as big as you say. And that's why I think mindset is, we can say all this stuff, but if we don't believe it, and that's the difference between mind and worth, mm-hmm. to me, if you don't believe it, it doesn't matter what you say. And when you believe in your self-worth being really big, you will actually give yourself permission to grow into it. You know, where your energy goes is what grows, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes. So it's really interesting because you have this wonderful program, Monetize Me Now. And in it, you talk about mindset, but you actually give a very specific, sentence.
Yes.
Where people, you give out a sentence and that helps people. They work through how to change those limiting beliefs.
So, exactly.
So yeah. Go ahead.
No, I think that there's a number of sentence stems that I like to guide people through. And there's two ways to kind of look at it. And the first, and it's important that you start in this order, that you begin to ask yourself, what is my most limiting belief around relationships, around money, around love, around being a working mother? What are my most limiting beliefs? I mean, even if you think it's positive, you know, you still have to say, what's my most limiting belief around those things? Mm. And then you can ask yourself, if I do believe that, you know, I think the more you learn, the more you earn. Mm-hmm. So if I am willing to always learn more, to continuously improve, what could be my most desired belief? So looking at it in terms of, on one side of the coin, what's my most limiting belief around money, love, relationships, being a working mother, and the list goes on. Then asking yourself, what could be my most desired belief around those exact same things? Money, love, relationships, being a working mother, success, mm-hmm. you know, what is my most desired? And then just seeing that gap, I think, is where you start, right?
Yes.
Always begin with the end in mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once you understand that gap, now what you might need is to do a little bit of research. And today, you don't have to do that much, mm-hmm. right? You might need to research, where am I getting this? Or how might I find information that could contradict my most limiting belief? Right? Like maybe I do go out and do a search on Google around, really successful, working mothers that have great relationships with their kids. Mm. Right? And see how, wow, she did that. Why can't I do that too? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, sometimes it's easier said than done. I would
totally
love to get something where that you actually experienced, where you went from that limiting belief around money.
Mm-hmm.
How, what changed when that shifted for you? Can you pinpoint when that happened and what actually happened in your business?
Well, it happened for me when I first got a coach. I mean, when I was first starting eWomen Network, what I realized is that, I came out of a very successful corporate career. So I thought, this is going to be a piece of cake. And I didn't understand the environment of being an entrepreneur. And so what made me successful in my past wasn't necessarily the same things that was going to make me successful as an entrepreneur. And I really struggled. And I got to tell you, I struggled so much that, it really rattled me. I felt like I was not only broke, but I was broken, And it scared me. And I went and got a coach. And it was in getting a coach that I really started to think about, what are some of my beliefs around success? and being in particular, being a working mother, and in particular about money. And once I started reframing a lot of that stuff, I really saw things open up for me in a whole new way, you know? And it really speaks to, Phyllis, and I think you know this, we've had this conversation before, you really got to pay attention to who you're hanging out with. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't need a lot of people, believe it or not, in your close inner circle. You just need the right ones. And, you know, if you're hanging around people that are reinforcing more of a limiting self-worth, in particular of you, then you need to, what I call, bless and release and make space for more magnificent people to come your way. Yeah. You don't have to believe or adopt somebody else's opinion of you. Mm-hmm. You have responsibility for the fact nobody has responsibility for your self-worth more than you. You can't delegate it, and someone can't really give it to you. You have to own that yourself, and that's why it's your work.
Right. And it is work.
Yes.
I mean, you got to dig deep. You know, a coach certainly can help you. You might need some therapy.
Right.
You know, who hasn't?
Right, exactly. And as your dreams expand, you have to constantly reevaluate, right? It's kind of like if you need more space and more help in your business, right, then I think it's important that you look at what are my beliefs around this. So if you're saying to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm struggling and I'm overwhelmed and I don't have the money to hire people and I can't get this done, well, that's a very constricting belief system. So what you need to do is get really creative to say, no, I'm worth all of this. And maybe what I need to do in the beginning is start to barter and start to trade, you know, some, you can't grow a business just doing bartering, but you could start out that way. And then you got to say, okay, as I help this person with this and she helps me with it, with the other thing that I need help with, and I get some of my time back, how am I going to use that time? Mm-hmm. And this is where you have to understand how your subconscious really kicks in here, because if you get time back and you use it doing busy stuff, what I call the busyness of business, it's really a self-sabotage versus taking that time and saying, how might I use this time to focus on the things that only I can do and that also make the cash register ring, so that you're maximizing this time you're getting back and not self-sabotaging yourself with stuff that isn't really moving your business forward. And I think women entrepreneurs struggle with this all the time. I see them say, I can't afford something, but then I also see them walking around with a $5 cup of coffee, you know, and I'm saying, okay, how often do you get that? You get it 5 days a week? Well, a $5 cup of coffee 5 days a week is $25. That's $100 a month. You know, how might you take that $100 and have somebody do something for you, like maybe do your social media if you're doing it and you're not really getting results for it, hire a pro so that you actually can get some results and see your business move forward. I think a low self-worth, you know, a low self-worth set shows up in ways you don't realize that really is self-sabotaging.
I think it's also particularly difficult. So many of our members are in the service business, right?
Yes.
And so it's hard when you have a low self-worth, don't you agree, that it's hard to measure that time is money.
Time is totally money. This is the thing that I learned years ago, and it's been a deal breaker for me. Two fundamental things, and that's this. Number one, you have to ask yourself at the end of the day, every day, before the next day, you make a T-chart. And on the left side of the T-chart, you write the word important. That's that category. And on the right side, you put distraction. And when you go down all the things that you need to do the next day for your business, you have to make a choice whether you put it on important or whether you put it on distraction. And the only thing that you can put on the important side are the things that make the cash register ring. Everything else becomes a distraction. Your number one job, and this is the thing, I mean, unless you're running a charity, and even charities need money in order to really sustain themselves over time, I mean, unless you're really you know, making money. I mean, you're really running a hobby. I mean, it is important. And, you know, there are a lot of people that will put you down for wanting to make money. And you know what? You can't listen to that, okay? That is their opinion. And you don't have to accept that opinion, somebody else's opinion of you. You are in business. I mean, there is no major successful person on the planet, from Oprah to Sarah Blakely of Banks to Steve Jobs when he was running Apple to Microsoft, Bill Gates, even the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation. They're always about raising money and making money. This is not a bad thing. And somehow women, I think, sometimes really struggle with this. You know, it's not that you can't do things for free, but making money allows you to do more things for free. The fact that I can make money allows me to hire really great talent for you, like Phyllis. So that gives Phyllis the ability to now be able to, you know, do, you know, have a job where she makes great contribution on the planet. She's helping her family. It allows her to help her children. You know, it moves the economy forward. It gives me time so that she can do the things she's really good at that I'm not nearly as good at, and I can do the other things that I'm really good at. Do you see how this really plays in? But somehow, and then I factor in, I say to myself, I actually plan about 15 hours a month of free content. I'm always looking to do things for free, right? This is an example of doing something for free, right? Time out of my day, which I love. Yesterday we did Sip, Tip, and Talk, and we did it, right? And, you know, almost 100 comments, you know, a couple thousand people.
I was on the floor.
Yeah, she was
my
right
hand
there.
In it.
Right, she was the star. Right, no, but we were doing this in partnership, right? I mean, nothing, no one makes it alone. And if you're not making money, then you end up in isolation. And so WorthSet, I believe, is really tied to the tapes you have, the subliminal tapes you have about making money. Mm-hmm. And when you catch yourself making fun of other people for making money, that actually says more about you than it does about the person that's doing that. Mm-hmm. Because you can't criticize the greatest companies on the planet, you know, are making money or finding ways of making money. I mean, Jeff Bezos with Amazon, for years he didn't make money, but he always wanted to make money. He was on a plan to make money. He was clear he was going to make money, and now he's a billionaire, right? We don't make fun of him for that, right? He was always focusing on that. So I'm always watching the people that are jabbing, making little statements about other people, you know, that are focused on generating revenue. That gives you the bandwidth. What I've learned is if you believe money is the root of all evil, like I used to believe, you're going to find all the bad things about making money. Because if someone's got bad character and they make money, they're probably not going to do really good things with it. But what I also know and have learned and have researched, which really helped me change my own mindset around this, is this. And that is that when really good people make good money, they tend to do really good things with it. And when you make money, it gives you the bandwidth to not only take care of yourself, it also allows you to not take care of yourself, but take care of other people, right? Contribute some value to their lives. But you can also then write a check to the charities and the injustices. You can lead efforts for other people to do that and create movements. I mean, it's just such a good thing if you are a good person to make really good money to change the world in really good ways. And this all comes from your worth set, not just your mindset. Because you can tell yourself things, but if you don't believe it, and that comes from your heart, it can change everything. I mean, everybody's looking at all these New Year's resolutions that are coming up, you know, in the next couple of weeks. Man, let me just tell you, my own word for 2017 is all about worth. Because what I've realized is that I want to help women redefine their worth. we live a life of constricting. How can I, you know, weigh less on the scale, right? How can I eat less calories? How can I wear a smaller size? I mean, all the ways in which we hold back, your worth needs to be the things that you embrace and you say, I want this 2 sizes, 10 sizes too big, and I want to grow into that. I want to grow into my bigness, my magnificence, right? And so much of what women deal with every day is, how can I have less wrinkles? You know, how, there's so much less going on in our lives, and we got to think about more. We got to think about bigger, and we got to embrace that bigness and have the bigger your dream, the bigger your self-worth, the bigger your results, the bigger your contributions to the planet, the more change you make. I mean, let us be the change we want to see in the world, right, as the Dalai Lama has so aptly and beautifully said, right? And it comes not with just a shift in your mindset, it comes with a shift in your worth set.
You know, you talk about less. Sandra actually had me do this really interesting exercise with somebody else where we had to look at the person and just look at them. Then we turned our backs to each other, and then each one of us had to take some, do some change, make some change, turn around, and then we had to notice what each one did to change. And it was so interesting because I did, the person I was doing it with, I was looking for what she took off.
Right.
Right? I was not looking at what she might have added.
Right.
And tell us about that and how that plays into what you're talking about.
And the most important thing is, as I watched you, the first thing you took, the first thing you changed when I asked you to make a change, do you remember the first thing you changed?
I think my necklace.
Ring.
Oh, my ring.
You took off your wedding ring. The first change that she made, the most valuable, if not monetarily significant.
Yes.
Important thing, she thought about what she had to give up.
Oh, my God. My goodness. That's like says volumes.
Right.
Go ahead.
It speaks to our definition of worth. Yeah. What we have to give away versus what we can add to our lives. Mm. Right. So much of our life is saying, you know, I deserve. It's not what you get now, what you're getting now that defines your worth. It's what you believe you deserve, right? And you don't just say it. It's part of mindset. But worth set is what you allow yourself to believe. There are a lot of puppets out there saying one thing, but their actions don't match. You know, we have a saying in our house, we were raising our kids, and that is that your actions speak so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying. And this is really about you acting in accordance with what you believe. You know, sometimes the hardest part of the journey is believing that you're worthy of the trip, right? The hardest part of the journey. We all talk about it's the journey, not the destination. Lots of talk about that. The hardest part, it's not about developing new skill sets, right? We so focus on, I watch entrepreneurs make investments all the time on, let me get a new skill. Let me learn how to do social media. Let me learn how to, you know, do QuickBooks. Let me learn how to, you know, create Canva, you know, PowerPoints. They're always working on marketing strategies. They're always learning new skills. That's a good thing. But let me just tell you, the most important thing that I work on to this day, more so than skill set, is my worth set. Because when I feel like I'm worthy, I allow myself to go out and focus on my genius, do what it is that I know that I do best. Then when I do that, I'm rewarded for that. Now I can go out and hire other people to do what they do best. I've impacted the world tenfold because now it's not me doing everything all by myself. It's you doing what you're doing right now with this podcast and inviting me to be a guest, right? To sit next to you, to spend this time together. It's the conversation that we had before the call. It's the conversation we'll have when we debrief, right? Plan, do, review. You plan what you're going to do, then you do it, and then you review it. You've got to do that with your worth. You've got to plan your worth, right? Mm. Plan it. Say,
yummy.
I want it bigger.
Yummy.
I'm going to plan to go bigger. I deserve more than what I have today. Mm. And it doesn't mean you don't appreciate what you already have. It's totally about being in gratitude and thankful for what you having and being okay with saying, and I know that I'm on this planet for more. I know I can make a bigger impact. I know that I am more deserving, you know, that I've been put here for a reason to do more, to make a bigger difference. And that doesn't mean that it's all about making money. It's about making money so that I can surround myself and hire other people. My ability to hire Phyllis allows her ability to do great things. She's doing things outside of the work environment. She's taking a yoga class, right? She's taking workshops. You know, she's doing things because she has the money to do that. She can't just go do that. People aren't just going to say, hey, come and spend a whole day learning a new meditation technique and this and that for free. She's got to pay for that. So her ability to pay for that now allows that instructor to be remunerated, which means that she can invest in more marketing so that people find out about her. I mean, the ripple effect of all of us valuing our worth, you know, is huge. It changes everything.
So,
yeah,
I can't top that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to try.
Right.
But I would like you, just in closing, mm-hmm. for 2017, what one action step can people make so that,
yes,
so that they can start moving towards having that better, healthier worth set?
Yeah. Well, I think the most important thing is, I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. And the reason why is because the research and the statistics speak for itself. You know, for someone that likes to go to the gym, like myself, everybody that goes to the gym always says that they hate January 1. Why? Because, you know, in fact, I won't even go to the gym the first week of January. I'm going to work out at home. I'm going to do my steps. I'll run. I just avoid the gym. You know why? Because it's so crammed for all the people that have New Year's resolutions about it. You wait, though, just a couple of weeks, and you see, unfortunately, the gym is clean again. I mean, it's totally empty. Why? Because people, they're doing a mindset. Let me write a New Year's resolution. They don't really believe it, so they don't live it. So my suggestion to you is simplify the process. Let go of New Year's resolutions. Pick one word. Pick one word. My word is worth. If you want worth, hey, there's 7 billion people on the planet. There can be 7 billion people that want to increase their worth. How much better would the planet be if we just did that, right? So pick your word. I don't care what it is. What is it that you feel like you need more of in your life? Is it balance? Is it love? Is it joy? Is it success? Is it, like me, worth? Right? I want to go bigger. I mean, as I now negotiate, I'm learning a lot about myself as I have been approached about having my own national television show. Let me tell you the tapes that have been going on in my head about worth. Am I worthy of that, right? How will I manage it if it doesn't work and it becomes a flop? And what will people think of me? That's helping me take a look at what I thought was a really high self-worth and is. I still have room to grow. Mm-hmm. And what I can tell you is pick your word. It can just be one word that you want to see more of, that you want to experience more of, that you want to exude more of, that you want to observe more of. What is that word? Own that word. And then, speak to it, journal about it, remind yourself every night about what you've done so that you're patting yourself on the back or whispering loving words in your own ear. You don't have to worry about being unduly modest if no one's hearing you boast. You know, it can be lonely and isolating as an entrepreneur. Sometimes you got to be responsible for some of your own stroking, you know, when nobody else is serving it up, right? I got Phyllis here. But the point of the matter is it can be lonely. And so you've got to put in, no one's responsible for you manifesting your word, your worth more than you. People aren't going to give it to you, right? And you can't delegate it to someone else. You got to own this and take total, complete responsibility for it. So do that, right? And see how this can be something, one thing, one word that you can pay attention to. And just notice when it pops up and be like, ooh, I just saw that. I just saw how that plays off, you know, in my life. How I just noticed that in someone else. Right? It could be smile could be your word. You just want to smile more. You want to smile more at yourself. You want to smile more at others. You want to smile. Some of the greatest gifts you can give in the world is to give someone else who isn't smiling a smile. I mean, the little things that can change the world and make a big difference. So find your word. Ask yourself, this is the to-do. This is what I talk about in my Monetize Me Now online program, right? And I start out with this, and I always say, and I start out with the mindset, and I go, gotcha, because this is not about mindset, this is about worth set. This is a whole deeper thing, a whole new thing. Claim your word and say, because I picked this word because I'm worth having more of this, whether it be worth, happiness, love, relationships, success, right, balance, harmony, whatever word it is, you deserve more. That's part of you giving yourself permission to have more worth in that. So use the hashtag worth set. Find yourself your accountability partner or partners, right? And ask them to remind you, how have you seen this word today? How have you exuded it? How have you experienced it? How have you witnessed it, right? But give yourself permission. First, start out by simply saying, what is my most limiting belief? Maybe it's money. I love it, Jennifer. She's saying, my word is clarity, connection, compassion, and contribution. Those are four words. What if you just picked one? Which is the one you feel like you need most of? Which one word is the core thing to focus on? And then the other things become a consequence of it, right? Because everything has a ripple effect. So pick the word and then say, what's my most limiting belief about this? Even if it's a good one and you've got lots of great things about it, still within that, what's your most limiting belief about that? And then rewrite that by saying, what's my most desired belief? What do I want it to really be? That's where you go two sizes too big so that you can make a commitment that you're going to grow into that. You're going to give yourself permission to grow and go bigger, right? Because when you grow, when you go, you grow. And when you grow, you glow. And people are attracted to people that are on fire. Mm-hmm. My mom used to say, in closing, Sandra, go out and set yourself on fire. Everyone will come and watch you burn, right? And it's true. Even the flowers bend into the sun. Right? The sun is a big fireball. It's on fire. We talk about people when they're really rolling, they're rocking, that person's on fire. Or when you're having a good day, man, I'm on fire. How do you live a life where you are on fire? And that's what shifting your worth is all about. And that's what picking a word is all about too.
I got nothing left. So it's up to you now. As you said, no one can be responsible. No one's more responsible than you.
That's right. You've got to own this one. This is on you.
Own it, pick your word, and set yourself off on the right path for 2017 and always. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Love
Thank
this
you.
Woman to death.
Love you, too. Love you, too. Love you, too. Okay? Never. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.